Date is June 20th of 2004. It's Sunday. I'm joined with Doug from Default Radio.
This is Doug.
Okay, let me look at my show notes. Okay, Uberlito Gaming. You may remember an episode or two ago, I said we're going to have a spinoff of Uberlito called Uberlito Gaming. Well, that's not going to happen. My friend that was going to do it, I don't think he ever wanted to do it. So, that's not going to happen. But what will happen is my other friend, 87, we're going to start doing some video game stuff here and there. It's not going to be every week. It may be even once a month. But there will be some video gaming goodness. Well, actually, 7.5 was like that. So, yep. Okay, and some alternative media for you, White Sword TV. That was just released, and it's very, very good. Definitely check that out. Doug, what's the website for that? Is the website up yet?
I don't believe the link is up. I think everyone's opening a torrent.
Yeah, I'm running the torrent for that right now.
Yeah, they're all sharing for that. I think the torrent, the link might be on. White Sword has whitesword.tk, I believe.
Yeah, so check out whitesword.tk. If that's not up, go to the benrev.com forums, look around in the hacking radio section, yeah, and there's a post about it. Find the torrent I'm linking, and you should be good to go. It covers urban exploration. It has some quirky editing, but it's...
That I was not a part of.
Doug has no responsibility for the quirky editing.
I asked him about that. I was like, do you want me to edit some of this? Like, some of these edits don't make sense. You're, like, saying a sentence, and all of a sudden you get cut off.
Yeah, the first part, I'm like, oh, it must have been a mistake, and it just kept on happening.
I don't know. Maybe that's just the, you gotta put it together or something.
It's this artistic, style. But it has some, you know, really good content. It's the first, urban exploration video I've seen with some actual meat to it. In Hack TV, there was a segment on urban exploration, if you could call it that. But, just kind of, hey, we're at the building. We're about to go in. Oh, sorry, can't show it.
So yeah, White Sword doesn't want, or White Sword TV, he didn't edit out any of his urban exploration. It was pretty much the same with a camera wandering around. He was at a school. He was underground. And then I'm going to give a little preview to the second one, which is he sent me one and two on CD, and he mailed it to me, putting Tron Loves You all over the envelope. But he put episode one and two, and episode two is I think about 25 minutes long as well, and he goes underneath a tunnel in night vision, and he's whispering the whole time, so it's hard to hear him, but he's like underneath some tunnel, and then he's at inside of a college campus, I believe.
Yeah, going into a school and poking around a video camera really takes some balls in this day and age, because it's a school and you could be a terrorist.
Yeah, so White Sword TV is not him spinning around, for anyone that's wondering.
Isn't what?
Isn't White Sword spinning around in his chair using a White Sword time warp?
Oh, yeah. great video. I enjoyed that. He needs to have a whole TV show just dedicated to retarded stuff like that. Well, yeah, in short, it's a really good show. It's the first urban exploration type show I've seen, and he really doesn't care. He'll pretty much show anything, do anything. Okay, so on to the meat of the show. Radio show tips. This is what the show is going to be mainly focused on. Is I listen to a lot of talk radio. Lots and lots. I love it. And I've noticed that there's quite a few new hacking shows, you know, coming in. You know, hacking, freaking, that type of thing. And some of them just, they need a lot of work. Not saying that they're bad shows, it's just they need a little, few pointers. So since I've, you know, done whole, you know, this is my whole eighth episode of Overview, so I, you know, I'm an expert. And I've listened to quite a bit of radio.
Like, we're experts.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, but I've listened to a lot, so I guess that makes you qualified, and Doug's did 30 episodes of Default Radio. We're certified professionals.
Yep.
So, I've got quite a few things that just annoy me with shows. If you do this on your show, I don't hate you. I love you. But you need to change. So, the first thing on the agenda is have an original idea. It seems pretty simple, but a lot of people aren't doing this. When you make a show, it does not need to be an hour long. It does not need to cover the same exact hacking, freaking topics as BenRev and RFA. Think of something different. Not to toot my own horn, but with Uberlito, I wanted to do something different. I did a 10-minute show. Nobody does a 10-minute show. I cover each topic. I cover for maybe 2 minutes. It's actually, if you ever listen to the talk radio show Rush Limbaugh. No, sorry, not Rush Limbaugh. Fuck. Paul Harvey. It's kind of in that format. So I just pick a topic for a second and rant about it. And people seem to like it. You know, I think I have, you know, like two whole listeners probably. But,
yeah, more than that.
With Default Radio, nobody's really done anything like Default Radio. I mean,
well,
not to an extent. I mean, you guys are seem to have a lot of fun with it, though.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it is kind of like one of its kind, you know. I guess you could say that. But now, you know, with the past few episodes, I guess it's pretty much just like any old internet radio show. Yeah, well, Default Radio, I guess you could say, was one of its own kind when it first started. You know, you had, you know, Decoder on there with his ranting and making fun of his own co-host and his engineer. You know, I guess there was not really like other kind of internet radio show that did that yet.
Yeah, it was just it was a lot of fun to listen to. It was like a more organized conf to listen to, I guess. More structured, I guess. And like any phone freaking show, you didn't really cover much freaking. There hasn't been a phone freaking show that really covered much freaking.
Right. RFA was focused on some freaking, but as well as technology and politics.
Yeah, it was mostly just reading headlines that had to do with the phone company.
Yeah. That's what we're trying to bring back, actually, in Default Radio. A little pimp there. That we're trying to bring back to freaking in the Default Radio. Because it's been a while.
Well, I think with Lucky on there, Lucky seems to where he would talk more about freaking and Decoders wants to go on there and talk shit, mostly, and just, you know, be obnoxious, which isn't nothing against that. But, I think you're going to be covering a lot more freaking. Okay, so, be original, don't copy everybody else, think of something different. If nobody likes it, fuck them.
Unless you can copy someone else and do it better.
Yeah, definitely do that. Yeah, I want to see somebody try to copy this show.
Oh, great. Someone's going to be doing that.
Oh, yeah. Bring it on. Okay. Don't restrict yourself to things like time and topics. And this kind of goes back to being original. You know, pick a time that works. Everybody tries to do an hour. Why? There's only a few shows that are actually being streamed. And, like, on Rant Radio. Rant Radio is the only one you really have to worry about for time. BenRev Radio, the radio streaming server, they don't have hardly any shows. It doesn't matter. So what are you doing a time or an hour for? It doesn't matter. It's like making a song, and every single song you make has to be 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make sense. Just figure out what works, and then just, like, my shows are usually, you know, 10 minutes. This one's probably, you know, going to be a half hour at least. If you're not having fun with your show, neither are your listeners. You know, as I said with Default Radio, that's a lot of fun to listen to. A lot of other shows aren't. They just kind of talk in a monotone. These are the hacking topics.
Right.
Yep. You can hack this and, something, blah, blah, hacker ethics, and, yeah, well, that's the show.
Yeah.
Send us email. Why isn't anybody listening?
We hope you liked it.
Yeah, so it's pretty rough. Okay, consistency. Consistency is a bitch, because usually everybody picks a once-a-week show. It seems like, oh, I got 7 days in between shows. This ain't going to be hard. That, you know, every 6 days, like, damn it, I forgot about the show. I have no show notes. Damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it.
Weeks go by fast.
Oh, yeah. It's really fast. So, yep. If you can't do a week, every week, do bi-weekly. But you need to set a schedule, because if you don't set a schedule, your show dies. Because after about the 5th episode, you're going to lose steam. It's not as going to be as fun as it used to be. It may become kind of a chore here and there. Your other hosts, since they don't know, oh, every Thursday, Friday, whatever, we have to do a show, it's going to be next to impossible to get your co-hosts back, and the show's going to fall apart. So, you know, set a schedule. You have to set a schedule and stick with it. Like, RFA, when they were still around, every single... what day was it? Was it Friday?
Wednesday.
Yeah. They had a show out, and you could depend on that. And that's a little... I think that's a little bit of their success, is that they were really dependable.
If you have a show out there, and, you know, you miss a couple weeks, and then you do it again, and you keep mixing the days around a lot of times... People are going to forget, and then, you know, they're going to be like, oh, you released a show, I didn't even know that was still around. The same thing applies for actual real networks, whether, you know, with, like, for an example, television shows, when there's, like, a good show on, but because of ratings, they try to move it around to different days all the time, so what happens? People forget about the show, and it gets canceled, and they wonder why.
Exactly.
It's because, oh, I thought it was on Thursday night, but no, they moved it over to Saturday. You know, it keeps moving around like that. You're going to lose your listeners.
Yeah, and when you're going against so many other shows and you're just starting out, you can't lose your few listeners you have. You have to consistency. You need to stick with your show. Even if your show sucks, it's horrible, nobody's listening, your hosts are dying, and you have cancer.
Okay.
You have to stick with
the show.
What?
If you have cancer, I think you should stop doing the show.
No, damn it. Fuck your cancer.
Even if you're dying and you're in a coma, do the show anyway. Don't be a little pussy.
Yeah. Just a coma.
And fuck.
I don't remember where this quote came from. I forget. But it's something like 95% of success is just showing up. If you're involved with some sort of group, you could show up every week and do fuck all. But you start to learn stuff, and eventually you get good stuff's gonna happen. Just by sheer roll of the dice, you keep going. Eventually, good stuff's gonna happen. If you keep going to doing your shows. By the time you get up to 20, your show's not going to suck anymore. You know, 20, 30, 40, there's no way your show can still suck, because you're going to be good at it by then.
We hope.
One little pet peeve of mine is proprietary codecs. Don't use Windows Media. Whatever you do not use Windows Media Audio or anything like that. Don't use QuickTime. I don't think you would use QuickTime as up for
Audio.
Yeah, use something that's widely accepted. Like, even MP3 is actually proprietary, kind of, I guess. It's not an open standard, or whatever. Somebody owns it. But it's better than nothing.
The two that I think anyone should ever stick with is MP3 and or OGG, because MP3 is pretty much played around anything. If you have Windows, you know, 98 or up, you can pretty much play MP3. You know, you can play MP3 on Macs, you can play MP3 in Linux. Same thing with OGG.
Right. You know? People start playing with Windows Media Audio and Video, and like, holy shit, this compresses awesome, which it does. I'll admit that. It has really good compression. But only people on Windows are going to be able to watch it, maybe Macintosh too. And the only way the Linux people are going to do it is if they fuck around forever to get Windows Media to work, and they...
And then they even want to bother with it. I mean, if they're going to see you with Windows Media Audio, it's going to be a stereotype like, oh, that guy's a Windows noob, screw that. You don't want to look like that. Just use standard default audio files. Don't use WAV, though, because people don't want to download a 300 meg of, like, 30 minutes, you know?
WAV all the way.
Save WAVs for your masters, maybe, but, you know, you don't want to release that for the internet.
Oh, yeah, that is an actual thing I forgot about, is save your WAVs. I know they don't mean anything to you, but, okay, let's say most radio shows are compressing their show down to 16K a second, 24K a second. Sounds like ass. Well, it happens like a couple years down the road, and your show kicks ass, and somebody else wants to rebroadcast your show in higher quality. They can't, because you can't go and re-encode the show for them. What about 50 years from now, people want to start playing your show because it's historic? Well, it sounds like ass. And you just destroyed history, pretty much. I mean, if something really cool happened on your show and someone looks back on it, they just have that crappy 24K version. So, yeah, you're going to end up with 600 meg waves, but throw it on a CD. And if it's too big, break it up using WinRAR, that compression, in a few different parts, throw it on a CD, or just do something with it. CDs are cheap as hell.
Right.
Just
now, I actually want to talk about people that do radio shows that are nearby. For an example, that, you know, live across the country or, you know, far away, and they want to do it with a phone system. You can easily do this with a phone system if both of you are going to be hosts. For an example, we're going to look at default radio here again. And we're going to put Decoder and Lucky 225. Decoder lives in New York, and Lucky lives out here with me in California. But Lucky is not with me in the same room when I did the show. Well, the way it's recorded is Decoder has a phone, and Lucky has a phone, and I have a phone. The difference is that I have actually two phone lines. And I record on one phone line, and then we all three-way or call a private conference that we own to record the show. Now, if you're going to record a show with a phone line, and you're going to be on that same show that you're recording, you're going to sound a lot louder than anyone else. You're going to be a lot more loud. You're going to be clearer and louder, and you don't want that to happen. You don't want to outstand everyone else if they're going to be the host as well. There's an exception, though. Say, for example, Uber Lido. I am on speakerphone with Kizzle here, the host of the show, because I am his guest. The same thing applies to Radio Freak America and Ben Rev Radio, where Stink Dog is the host of Ben Rev Radio, and his guests are on speakerphone, because everyone knows that Stink Dog is the host of Ben Rev Radio, just like everyone knows Kizzle is the host of Uber Lido. But when it comes to a show like Default Radio, where Lucky and Decoder are the hosts, you don't want one of them always on speaker and one of them always talking loud. You know, because since they're both pretty much the co-hosts and it's going to be going, you know, they're going to switch back and forth, you want them to sound the same. So the downside about that is you're going to lose their quality. They're going to sound like they're, you know, they're going to sound crappy quality that way. But it's better than hearing Decoder's voice louder and making it sound like Lucky is always a guest. You know, I hope I'm not confusing anyone, but...
No, it makes sense. It's just, however, you have to think about how your show is. With Default Radio, it's very fluid. There's different hosts, and, you know, everybody's talking at once, and it's kind of, it's not structured like some shows are, like, hi, this is the host, and blah, 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 here's the news topics, and do you have any comments?
Yeah, and the best way, too, is, like, one of the ideas that I'm actually going to mention this right now, one of the ideas is that, you know, me and Lucky might be doing this show for a while, Default Radio, and since we live so close by, we might actually be doing it in the same location, and our, quote, guests or call-ins will actually be on the phone. That way me and Lucky sound like we're right there and, you know, we sound better. But, you know, our guests are on the speaker, you know, just like, you know, RFA and VinRev. And you don't want to have a show with more than, like, five or six people, because then people are going to be talking over each other. You know, same thing when you're doing a show on a conference line or you're all calling each other up, you don't want to have a whole bunch of people on there because then they're just going to be talking over each other. It's going to sound like a conference.
It can work. The only show I've seen make it work is What the Hell. What the Hell was a show on Rant Radio a few years ago with Sean Kennedy, Sumerian, and all those people.
Good show. It is. And I guess that was kind of a little bit different because they were all in the same room. Maybe it just works differently when you're in the same room and you're looking at each other and you know what they're saying.
It's just a bunch of friends sitting in the living room, shooting the shit.
Yeah.
And it works a lot better because when you have a bunch of microphones hooked into a mixer, when more than one person's talking, I think it sounds a lot clearer. You can actually pick out the two sounds, the two people talking. So if they're interrupting each other, it's not as dramatic.
As opposed to a telephone system where it's pretty much one channel, one track, where it's all on the same line there. Where it's going to distort over each other.
So, yeah, put some thought into your audio quality. There are some shows, Hacknip, for example. I'm not bashing Hacknip at all. These people that, even though they're doing stuff wrong, they're trying to do something for the community here. They're taking their own time and doing something cool. So I'm no way bashing these people, it's just I'm pointing out what needs to be fixed. And let's say for Hacknip, for example, they're recording it on a cassette tape. It's cassette tape, right?
I think it was, yeah.
And it's not working right, so that problem should have been worked out beforehand.
The problem was he was announcing, though, the due date of when the show was going to be released before he even knew what the fuck he was doing. You can't say, oh, our show's going to be out next week, and then when you're about to do it, how do I record?
Yeah.
And you gotta get everything set up and planned first before you make an announcement, of when your due date is. Take some time and, get things together and come up with some ideas before you start this.
My advice is just don't announce it until your show's out, because no one's going to sit there and say, oh, this person I don't know is making a radio show. I can't wait, even though there's 20 other shows that, are in the same thing. So no one's going to be anticipating, unless you're talking like, oh, it's going to be hot shit, we're going to be giving away free credit card numbers and, hookers.
Yeah.
Unless you have something that somebody's actually going to anticipate, don't announce it till it's out.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
The thing, too, is to get ideas from a lot of other shows. You look at Ben Rev Radio. Listen to Ben Rev Radio. Listen to Radio Freak America. Listen to Uber Lido, DTMF Radio. And go to rantradio.com and listen to What the Hell, the Sean Kennedy Show. Listen to all these shows because there are a lot of good underground internet radio shows out there. Quarter Circle Forward, I believe, is the name of the show, that one gaming show where I think it was Dakota that was telling me, he really liked the show the way it was starting because there was just, two guys or three guys talking about a whole bunch of stuff, and it was just rambling, and it was good the way they did it until they started talking about Dungeons & Dragons, not just because Dakota doesn't really care for gaming, But they were good on that show for just, rambling, a lot of things like What the Hell did, Some people can do that.
I'm going to go as far as to say What the Hell and the Sean Kennedy Show are required listening before you make a show, because that will teach you or show you how to have a fun show, how to make a show fun, and how to interact with people, and just because they were fucking awesome at just making the show fun to listen to, just some people just hanging out and shooting the shit, having fun.
Yeah.
And a lot of shows don't really do that to as much as they should. Because as I said, or I may not have said, I don't remember, if you're not having fun, your listeners are not having fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you're giving away credit cards and hookers.
Yeah. Unless you're having some girl on your show and moaning for everyone, then you'll get a lot of ratings that way.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be next episode of Urban Bleed. I wasn't going to say that, but I wasn't going to let that cat out of the bag. But, yeah, you can expect everybody gets a free hooker next episode.
I'm tuning in next week.
Yeah, tune in. Yeah, and gimmicks are really good too. If you just blatantly lie to your audience and get listeners. Not that I
do. Yeah, you want to come up with some good ideas for your show, something that maybe no one has ever done, or just totally spontaneous ideas.
Yeah, because me talking to my friend, 87, we talk, like, episode 7.5, we have those conversations, like, every other day. And I'm like, just dawned on me, this would make good radio. So I did it. Oh, yep, so that sums that up. Even though I didn't...
Advertising and hosting we should get into.
Yeah, what did you say, advertising?
Advertising and websites, hosting, all that stuff.
Yeah, this is a huge pet peeve with me. With really anybody doing a website, the first thing, everybody just totally rules out paying any money for web hosting and a domain name. It's like, they totally rule it out. They'll go spend maybe $20 on a microphone for a show, but they won't spend any money beyond that. So, people are using things like even GeoCities sometimes, and they're out on forums saying, oh, I need some bandwidth, I need some web hosting, which is okay, because I host shows.
Yeah.
But they don't realize that for $5 a month, you can get really decent hosting. I'm paying $8 a month for my web hosting through iPowerWeb. It costs me $8 a month. I get 40 gigs of storage, 40 gigs of bandwidth each month, and I get 800 megs of storage. I get all the bells and whistles, rock solid stability, email, as many email addresses as I want, and PHP and CGI, all that stuff.
They register your domain for you, don't they?
Yeah, they even throw in a free domain if you sign up for a year. So you're going to spend 90 some bucks for web hosting for a year. It's not that bad. You're set up. $90 and you're set up. You don't have to worry about some crappy, you know, this dot, this slash, this blah, blah, blah.
Your radio show or something like that .com instead of members.tripod.com/tilde-hollywood-avenue/311661/index.html. It'll be a lot shorter that way.
Exactly.
And TK, I think, is one of your pet peeves.
Oh, God, TK. Oh,
you
my.
And Snake Dog both, by the way. I remember back when Default Radio started out, we didn't have a domain. That's just because all of us were cheap and bums. We didn't want a domain. And it was also because it was on, like, cbzone.org/default or some shit. And, like, that was pretty much the website. And, you know, that was doing okay because I owned that domain. You know, it wasn't really free hosting. I was actually hosting it off my own home connection until we actually got real hosting. And when I went over to Snake, you know, he was like, you guys should get a domain, just not that gay goddamn .tk domain.
Word. Okay, what pisses me off about TK is that, yeah, it's free, but so is GeoCities. But GeoCities is bad because they have ads. Yeah, so does TK. It pops up a fucking pop-up ad each time you go to the site, if I remember right. I've only experienced it a couple times because I hardly ever use Internet Explorer. But, so it's advertising supported. That's my first pet peeve. Second, it's in a frame. They throw your website into a frame to where no matter where you click on the site, even if you click a link to somebody else's site, it still says whatever.tk, the original thing. So it's really annoying if somebody's browsing your site and they're, you know, like five links deep into your site and they want to copy the URL. They can't. Or they went to your somebody else's site from yours, and now they can't copy it, and it's really dumb.
Yeah, domain names are fucking cheap. Don't be cheap, man.
Yeah, go to GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy.com. $8 for a domain name.
Damn, that's cheaper than what I was paying. I was paying $10 a year.
Yeah, I mean, GoDaddy doesn't really have any features at all, but you have a domain name for $8. Why go cheap on this? You spent $8 at McDonald's, and these people, when they start a show, they generally want it to do good. They, you know, everybody starts out with grand visions, and they want it to kick ass, but they won't spend $10 for a domain name. It's stupid. Okay, in hosting, as I said before, I got mine for $8. You can find it even cheaper. Like the phone losers for $5, you can get web hosting for some pretty decent web hosting. What was that?
GeoCities Plus.
Oh, God. What does that entail? Do you still have a GeoCities dot whatever?
No, I think they will, like, do a domain for you, but I don't think there's any advertisements, but I think you even still keep a GeoCities, like, address as well. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, that would. I'm sure that would suck, because instead of 2 megs of space, you would get 10 megs. I'm sure that's what it is. I guarantee that's what it is.
GeoCities Pro for $8.95 a month, 5 matching email accounts, 25 megs of space, 10 gig transfer.
That's horrible. That is absolutely terrible.
Yeah, FTP for instant site updates.
Ooh.
$15.
FTP doesn't even give you PHP.
No. Are you kidding? That's life for spoiled people, man.
How much you say it was? $10?
Yeah, $8.95 a month for GeoCities Pro.
Yeah, and you can go with iPowerWeb, which is geared towards businesses. It's one of the highest rated web hosts out there, and it's dirt ass cheap. So, do a little bit of shopping around, and you're not going to be spending hardly anything on hosting, and you'll be able to do whatever you want. You don't have to ask people, am I using up too much space and bandwidth?
Yeah.
It's yours.
What about the unmetered hosting sites? Because there's this one, phpwebhosting.com, where they do unmetered, but you're not allowed to, like, make it a porn site or something. It's the only catch where there's a lot of transfer.
Do you have to pay for that?
It's like $9.99 a month.
Okay, this is my tip, and I'm sure you can relate to this. Never, ever, if you're serious about anything, don't get anything that's supposedly unlimited and expect to get unlimited service. Case in point, packet fucking 8. The same thing with web hosts. You're not getting unlimited bandwidth, and it's really going to hinder you, because in the back of your mind, you know they're going to start sending warning letters if you start using 100 gigs a month. So there's this vague line that you can't cross, and you have no idea what it is. So you're sitting there running your site, and like, I'm not sure, can I host this? I have an unlimited space and bandwidth. Can I host this video? Maybe not.
Well, here's what it says here on phpwebhosting.com. They offer unmetered transfer, where it says, we offer unmetered transfer. Is this the same as unlimited? No, not at all. Beware of any offering unlimited bandwidth. No quality web hosts offer unlimited bandwidth. And it says the only catch to have unmetered is that they don't want your site to be porn, wares, or file archive / download only sites.
Yeah, see, that pisses me off. I've seen that before when I was shopping for web hosting. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want with my web hosts, as long as it's not illegal. And, okay, porn, I can see, maybe. If they don't want porn, oh well. But I want to host an episode. If I want to host an archive of whatever I want, I'm going to. See, that happens again. You have this vague line of what you can do, and it sucks. You want to know exactly what you can and cannot do.
And look at this one, this hosting site, I think it's powweb.com. They offer 1,000 megs of storage, and their data transfer is 5 gigs a day, which means if you can go 4 gigs Monday, you know, it's 5 gigs Tuesday and 2 gigs, you know, Wednesday.
There's no limit for the month?
There's no limit for the month, just for the day, it looks like.
That's really not a bad deal.
And they're for a monthly, $7.77 a month, plus free setup.
Yeah, I'll go through this episode and later and write down all the things we mentioned, and I'll provide some links to it.
Okay.
So you guys at home can go and check out iPowerWeb and PowWeb and all these others. So, yep, just don't skimp on hosting. It's cheaper than you think. It's not expensive. Like, people just assume. So, yep.
And what's that other free hosting that people are using? Web 1000 or whatever?
I've never heard of that. Is it free?
It's like free hosting or whatever, and like they offer unlimited transfer or whatever, but the only problem is it's slow as hell.
Well, it's probably around some guy's apartment.
Yeah, I don't know.
What you can try to do is, this would probably work really well. Go with absolutely the cheapest web hosting you can get, but get real web hosting, meaning that you can point your domain name to it, whatever.com or whatever you need. Just something you can point your domain name to. Now, get the cheapest absolute you can, host just an HTML page, just a simple, like, one meg is all you're going to use, some pictures, and that's all you need. Now, host your episodes on a shitty free host that claims unlimited bandwidth, and you just keep changing it every time it gets shut down, and have, like, five different mirrors listed.
Yeah, that could work.
Yeah, if you want to really go cheap, you could try that. It would get annoying after a while. Yeah, is there anything else you want to add, Doug, that I didn't think of? It's just generally this whole thing and the whole radio show tips in general?
Yeah, don't do a radio show if you're, like, having double thoughts or something.
Yeah, don't create another show that's only going to have 5 episodes. Because it's just kind of, it's cluttering up archive sites like audio.textfiles.com, which is, audio.textfiles.com/shows, which is a great resource, but it's getting all cluttered because so many people are making just shows and not sticking with it and only making a few. And it's not becoming as cool as it used to be to have a show. Now it's just, it's like, I'm sure blogging used to be cool back in the day. Now it's like everybody has a blog.
Yep. My blog used to be the shizzle. And everyone copied me and was just like, man. But here's a good interesting tip, though. This might sound a little corny, or this might sound stupid, but this is actually true. Don't do a radio show if you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Don't feel like you have to come out with a radio show. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. No one's expecting you to do a radio show. Only do a radio show if you really want to have a radio show, if you really want to make one. You know, don't feel like, oh, you know what, maybe I should have to do it so I look cool too. No, you're not going to look cool if you come up with some crappy radio show.
Because it is becoming a bandwagon.
Yeah. It's not like, oh, I got to join the club of radio shows now, so now I have to do one. No, it's not like that at all.
I need some respect. Where can I get some respect? Oh, radio show!
Yeah, that's not, you know, the way you can get respect is contributing to many people, provide content for Uber Lido for news stories, you know, submit articles, you know, if you write a lot, submit articles for, you know, Binary Revolution magazine, you know, don't contribute by, oh, I want to make my own radio show so I look cool and, you know, feel appreciated. That's not true. You know, unless you want to make a radio show and you have some good ideas and, you know, you think it'll work, then do a radio show. No one's forcing you to do a radio show.
Right. The best rule of thumb as far as if you want to contribute is every show you come across that you enjoy and you listen to a little bit, try to influence in some way, meaning that next episode is going to be different because you contributed something. And I try to do this, like, I haven't made major influences really on any shows, but RFA, I think I've sent an email in that was read, I probably submitted some news, on Sean Kennedy's TV show, he read some of my news, and just little things. Everybody does that. All the shows get better.
Yeah, it's best to contribute for a whole bunch of shows. And again, you can get ideas from Binary Revolution, this show that you're listening to right now, which you're probably getting ideas from. Listen to, you know, old shows that don't exist anymore, like What the Hell and the Sean Kennedy's radio show. Listen to shows that are on the, quote, real radio. Coast to Coast AM with George Norway, you know, if you like his show or whatever. Phil Hendry, you know, he's a funny guy. Even fucking Howard Stern, listen to his show. That'll get you some ideas, too, because, you know, as much as Kills likes to make fun of Howard Stern as well as I do, but it's still, there are certain times, it's interesting, you know, when you want to interview people, because you're going to have guests eventually on your show where you want to interview them, you know, like, well, I'm trying to think of an example of radio shows where people introduce people. Sean Kennedy, didn't he introduce people before, like guests?
Yeah, or can you talk up a little bit?
Didn't Sean Kennedy introduce or have guests before where he was, like, interviewing them if they had something special going on?
On his TV show or on his TV show that I think he only did 10 episodes of that, he interviewed somebody each show. It was a kind of a late-night show-type format.
Okay. I heard that show sucked, by the way, the TV show.
The TV show, it kind of did, because what happened was He has the radio show. The radio show is going good, but from seeing all the different projects, they like to hop around and try and do new stuff all the time, which is cool. But
right.
They stopped doing the radio show, but they wanted to do TV instead. Well, their type of show doesn't need... The video adds nothing to his show.
Right.
So now he's stuck with a... He's just interviewing people, and sometimes people were kind of interesting, but it just kind of fell flat.
It's kind of like that whole Howard Stern thing, where Howard Stern had a great radio show, and I still like his radio show, but I really don't want to see the TV show of it. I don't need to see the video of it. I can hear everything fine, you know, I don't really need to see, you know, dumb girl is taking off their tops when it's going to be censored anyways. You know, it doesn't... It's pointless.
Yeah, why is that show not on HBO?
I don't know. You know. Maybe if it was on HBO, the show would be, like, 90% better, but...
Why would you watch Howard Stern on cable TV? It's
I have no idea why he even bothers, because, you know, it's just... This TV show is stupid. His radio show is great. You know, if you listen through, the, you know, once in a while to the 6 hours of the day he does that show, there are certain good, you know, good things, interesting things going on besides, you know, girls and Playboy and porn and shit. But other than that, you know, the TV show is pointless. And I'm sure that's probably like how it happened with Sean Kennedy. His radio show was good enough. It really didn't beat on TV. But then again, you're right. They were experimenting with new things, you know, and it just didn't work out. He was better off doing, what's it, SKTFM.TV. That show is great.
But I do give him props for he tried to start an underground TV show. It kind of fell flat, but they tried it, and they put a lot of work into that. And it was it's kind of a jumping point. Anybody that wants to do, they can see where they fucked up, and they can expand. It wasn't a horrible show. It's definitely worth checking out, but there's just a few things that kind of been better. But
look, at least they stopped it, though, because they knew it was going to suck.
wait, that's how we want to promote. They should have kept going.
Oh. Well, I mean, you know, at least when you know it's going downhill and you can't try to improve it, that, you know, this maybe it's not working out for us. Maybe we should stop. What he should have done was continue the radio show at least.
Yeah, I went back to it. But now they're starting to do more projects. There's Patrolling with Sean Kennedy, and there's Tales from the After now.
Yeah, that's a good radio show right there. That's an alternative kind of radio show that I think a lot of people should listen to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I could spend another hour promoting all these different cool kinds of radio shows. Like a half hour at least, just promoting Rant Radio stuff. Rant Radio, their site kind of sucks as far as finding stuff on there. Basically, you have to know it exists before you can find it.
Yeah.
But go through there, poke around. You can find some really good stuff. Tales from the After Now. Patrolling, what the hell show?
You're promoting, like, Rant Radio, Rant Media in general, even Porn on Beta, you played their music before, and, like, you're not even on their network.
No, it was kind of funny is that I emailed them because I wanted to show them, or I wanted to see if they wanted to just throw my show in rotation, and I had just done a show with Porn on Beta, which is, like, pretty much... The owner of the Rant Radio, that's his band, and just by chance, it was one of my favorite episodes so far. But I played Porn on Beta, so I didn't want to. Look, I'm playing your music. Please play me.
Yeah, Sumerian is a cool guy. All Sumerian and Smokehouse are both good people of Rant Radio, and Rant TV as well. The whole fucking Rant Media in general. Somebody got them Rant names, you know.
Yeah. So, yep, we're just getting off topic, but I think that is a pretty good starting point for if you're going to start a new show. Wow, we've got 45 minutes after I edit all this, probably, you know, like half hour, but... I mean, yeah.
Like 2 minutes.
Wow, yeah, you guys aren't going to realize this, but I'm going to have to edit so much from the show, because I, just so many pauses and...
And laughing giggles.
Yes, but it's all good. I think it'll turn out good in the end. Okay, the intro and outro music is a song by the rap group Ordinary Peoples. The song is called A World Without Money. This is, again, independent. I've said it before. I've said it again. All the music I play is independent, except for 4.5, because I had nothing to do with that show. And, yep, go buy the CD. I'm going to. It seems pretty neato. Well, this is Kizzle and Doug signing off.
Pretty neato for Uber Lito.
What's that?
You were like, neato. It's pretty neato for Uber Lito.
Oh, wow, that's... That may be the new thing.
I invented your slogan.
Because I usually just say yup, 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 yup. But I don't know. I think that's it. Goodbye, everybody. No crooked politician, bitch. No more roaches in no kitchen. No more hunger, no tuition. Every summer with air condition. No more prison, take the key. No more living in poverty. No more system, set you free. No to the moral. free.